Good morning. I don't say y'all because Houston is not my roots. Actually, Denver adopted us and made us feel so welcome back when I got out of school. And my wife had a habit of every time she got pregnant, I would switch jobs. So the first job was downtown in Brooks Towers with Mercy Farm Pie Shop right below it. Great place. And I was... Then we had son Tim. I switched over to consulting and was working down in Littleton. And then Marcia got pregnant again, and we moved up to Wyoming, worked at a coal mine up in Wyoming. And the reason that becomes important is that my background is in water development. And at the coal mine, I started volunteering for some international water projects to go with a Christian organization to drill wells, fix pumps, share the love of Jesus. And that became a bigger and bigger part of our life. My wife stopped getting pregnant. But God had planted some seeds. God had planted seeds to go and do this in a full-time basis. So 17 years ago, my wife and I were commissioned and sent off from First Baptist Church of Douglas, Wyoming, to go and do this in a full-time way. And we have been. And I've been on board with Living Water International since 2005. And it's just a real joy to come in and enjoy this time together with you. Love Indian summer here. Spent yesterday in Estes Park, so great reminders. But my main reminder is to talk about what you have done. And you'll see some signs out on the table talking about the 15 water projects that Northfield and Grace City, Denver, sponsored and supported. 15 water projects from this group. Jeremy is a great businessman, and he negotiated so that a lot of the last year's projects were partnered with other churches. For example, one of the churches you partnered with was First Christian Church of Ray, Colorado, over on the east side. And I was with them for breakfast on Friday, and they send their personal thank you to say thank you. They could not have sponsored this water project without your help. And they love the idea of partnering with you guys and others in Colorado. So you have not only blessed people around the world, but you bless people right here in Colorado. So I'm going to just focus on a simple message and repeat it twice. What Living Water International does is to bring water for life in Jesus' name. That's the message of today. We're going to look at two different projects. Honduras. Honduras is done by volunteers who go down and drill the wells and teach the hygiene. So keep this in the back of your mind as you think about your future, of whether you wanted to send some people down and be part of the team that drills your well. So something to consider. But you can see where they used to get their water. An open pond. The kids and the women would walk to that pond and bring back that water. And as you can imagine, every animal in the area also goes down to that pond and gets their water and contaminates the water. So the water they're bringing back is contaminated with bacteria and other that leads to waterborne diseases. The group, what Living Water does is do the water well drilling, this time with volunteers. We train the Village Water Committee to repair and maintain the program. So our goal is not to keep going back and repair it. Our goal is to train others in the village to keep going back and repair it. And then we go around as circuit riders to go and make sure they're doing that work. The water side is the well. We do a driller's log. This is a good well, 24 meters deep, 80 liters per minute. For those interested in the water quality, it's up there. But there's no bacteria detected. We actually go through and disinfect and make sure and record all of this for every one of our projects. For life is the hygiene lessons. Volunteers from the United States worked with our team in Honduras to teach the hygiene lessons. And it's all about building relationships and sharing the love of Jesus. In Jesus' name, sharing through the local church, our volunteers go down there for 5-6 days. They're not going to be there long term. So what we do is we work with the local church to be a catalyst for change in the community. And you'll see that in Honduras. You'll also see that when we talk about what's going on in Sierra Leone. But we work, and if we're in other places of the world, we actually use the local church to teach the hygiene lessons, to teach, set up the village water committees, to go back. We want the local church to be the catalyst for change. And here's a little quote that came out from one of the villagers. "We are grateful for Agua Viva team for providing us with this vital liquid, the clean water. It's been rough times in which we have no access to clean water, and we had to use the water from the river in order to accomplish our daily activities." You saw that from the pictures. "Now that we have this water pump, we feel safe to consume this water at all times, and we are certain that our lives will improve forever." This is just one of the 15 stories that we could have told today. But this is from the villager, and what was unspoken is the big thank you that goes with this. Your dedication plaque and the team that was involved. Sierra Leone is a special place in my heart. First time I ever even heard of Sierra Leone was around 2002. I was the director for Life Water International, which is the group that helped start Living Water International. And I got an email from a guy named Capri Farnaka. Capri asked me to come to Sierra Leone and teach and give them tools so that they could bring clean water to the people. And I had to write Capri back and said, "I can't send volunteers to Sierra Leone right now. You're in the middle of a civil war and you're still shooting at each other. I can't send volunteers into harm's way like that." So the Civil War ended about 2003, and in January of 2004, I was on the plane with a team. We had shipped over containers of hand pumps and repair materials, and we spent weeks in Sierra Leone training them how to build wells, actually fix and repair the wells and teach the hygiene. We gave them the tools to succeed on that. What became something special to me was about 6 months later, Capri Farnaka sent me an email saying his son died from malaria and typhoid fever. The typhoid fever is a waterborne disease that so often kills children. In Sierra Leone, back then, 1 in 3 children died before the age of 5. 1 in 3 children, and Capri's son changed that from a statistic to a name. And it drove me to do more and stay. And I made a promise that I would help anyone who would help the people of Sierra Leone. So you helped me fulfill that promise. What you did is help fund a rehab project. Now, we didn't drill the well. This was a well that was abandoned by somebody else. So what we did is that our team went over there. This is not volunteers. This is a national team. They worked with Ahmadiyya Muslim Primary School. It doesn't say Muslim. Living Water doesn't pick the project sites based on the religion of the people. We pick the project sites based on the need of the people. And then that gives us a tool to share the love of Jesus with them. 500 students crammed into a building that's probably the combined area of this room and the gym. 500 students, no water. They had to go walk to the pond and to the stream to get the water. They were washing the clothes upstream, getting the water for drinking downstream. What Living Water did is we replaced the hand pump and taught them how to repair and maintain it. So water for life. In Jesus' name. Again, we gave you the statistics. Again, the important thing is no bacteria detected. This water is good water. Total dissolved solids for those in the business. 26 is about as good as snowmelt water coming off the mountain. Hygiene lessons. Our teams got a chance to share the love of Jesus with 500 students in a Muslim school. We set up health clubs with them. Remember, this is right after Ebola. This is right after the school started getting back into service. This is a time where the country is rebuilding, and you were there. The local pastor did, however, did read the scriptures and expounded very well without having to cause any misunderstandings. At the end of the event, some people showed a commitment to be part of the Christian church, and the local church will continue to follow them to and nurture and discipline them. Two examples, Water for Life in Jesus' Name. You've actually done 15 water projects, providing clean, sustainable water to over 5,600 people. Amen. It is awesome. And I am so thrilled to give you a personal thank you for that. And to we have a table out here. I did tell Pastor Matt and Pastor Jeremy that I'm trying to plant some seeds for y'all to go on a Living Water trip and be part of the team that drills the wells and teaches the hygiene. So if you have any questions on that, I'm around. But thank you for allowing me to be here this morning. God bless all of you for the work that you're doing.